Welcome, everybody, to Inspiration in 10, where we share inspirational stories, articles, and Torah thoughts in memory of and le'iloi nishmat, my father, Rav Gershon ben Arav ben Sion. This week in South Surrey, candlelighting time is at 5:30 p.m. Tonight's class is also dedicated to my very special friends, Esther Rabini, Carol Clemensburg, and Debbie Kosover on occasion of their birthday, also to Ephraim Spivak on the occasion of his birthday. It's difficult to open my mouth and to speak in the wake of the horrifying tragedy that was perpetrated upon the Jewish people this week. The murder in cold blood of 11 of our brothers and sisters who were at prayer services in Pittsburgh this past Shabbat left us all shaken. No matter how religious we consider ourselves, and certainly notwithstanding our political views, the age-old anti-Semitism that has reared its ugly head has caused us to unite in pain and in grief for the victims and their families. When the high priest Aaron tragically lost his sons unexpectedly, the Torah tells us, Vayidom Aharon, and Aharon was silent. In the place of such pain, in a place where 11 Jews, seniors, including a 97-year-old Holocaust survivor, were murdered in sanctification of God's name, when their entire trajectory was torn asunder, there are no sufficient words except Baruch Dayan Emet. Blessed is the true judge who runs the world, who has been there from the beginning of our story and who knows the ending and every minute detail in between. We cannot understand God's ways because we're not God. So let's not even go there. Whilst we cannot judge and pontificate about why God allowed the details of this evil to take place, we can allow this wake-up call to channel us in an upward and growth direction. This week, we're living with the Torah portion of Chaye Sarah, the life of Sarah. As many of us know, this Torah portion actually begins with the passing and the burial of Sarah. It then continues with the life and marriage of Yitzchak, Sarah's only son. As we have mentioned on other occasions, our sages teach us, Mazaro b'chayim, af hu b'chayim. If the children carry on the legacy, they actually keep the parents alive. Sarah's holy life was continued in an upward spiral through her children. The light of her Shabbat candles stayed lit throughout the week and then were relit before the next Shabbat to glow even brighter. A similar phenomena was seen with her clouds of glory on her tent and the ever-fresh challah, which continued to nourish physically and spiritually in a more powerful way each week, building on the week before. When Rivka and Yitzchak continued her legacy, it kept Sarah alive, even though Avraham had physically buried her. We'll be talking in depth about this concept on the coming Shabbat in solidarity with our brothers and sisters in Pittsburgh and in unity with Jews the world over. But there's a way to make sure that the 11 martyrs keep on living. Although our physical existence is limited, we know that the spirit and the spiritual actions we take transcend time and place. If we allow the 11 martyrs of Pittsburgh to inspire us to add goodness and light in this world, we're causing them to live on. As Hannah Senish wrote in her famous last poem before she was parachuted to save the lives of Jews in Yugoslavia, Ashrei hagafur shenisraf v'yitzit lahavot, blessed is the match consumed in kindling flames. If we light our Shabbos candles in time and get others who do not usually light to kindle the Shabbos lights because Joyce Feinberg is no longer on this earth to light her candles, we are causing her to live on. If we fill the seats in the synagogue and come to pray because Bernice and Sylvan Simon cannot physically be in shul, we're making sure that they live on. If we greet people with a special warm smile and make them feel welcome because David and Cecile Rosenthal cannot do it, then their infectious laugh and gentle spirit lives on. The Lubavitcher Rebbe often spoke about how we do not vanquish darkness with a stick. We just add light. We are a resilient people. But how does this happen? It's because we know that we have the power to create that which is eternal by connecting heaven and earth through the mitzvot, those connecting ropes to God, which we physically perform here, but are eternal. Let's not let these moments of extreme emotions go to waste. What mitzvah will you and I take upon ourselves tonight to add to our lives so that the 11 brothers and sisters continue to shine in this world? Please take at least one concrete mitzvah now to continue the legacy of Daniel Stein, Joyce Feinberg, Richard Gottfried, Rose Malinger, Jerry Rabinowitz, Cecil Rosenthal, David Rosenthal, Bernice Simon, Sylvan Simon, Melvin Wax, and Irving Younger. One special Yid, one special Jew who survived last Shabbat's bloodbath was Judah Samet, an 80-year-old Holocaust survivor. For 10 months, he had lived through the horrors of the concentration camp as a child. Judah Samet prayed regularly at the Tree of Life. When asked why, he answered bluntly, "I'm a Jew. It revives you. It's like fresh water. I try to live by the Bible," he said. Judah related how 4 minutes of deviation from his usual schedule had saved his life. When he arrived at 9:49 instead of 9:45, he was greeted by someone outside the shul who whispered to him and warned him that there was a shooting going on. He witnessed the chilling gunfire exchange with the cops and managed to escape and return home. He knew that had he been in his usual seat, he would have been in the line of fire. You can imagine the emotions. Judah, who survived the Holocaust and miraculously survived the Pittsburgh bloodbath, also allowed these horrific events in his life to elevate him. He stated in front of the world, "I believe very strongly that this is providential. God is not done with his mission for me yet. His mission, he believes, is to make sure that nobody forgets the Holocaust, the millions who perished, and those who survived." Wow. The conversations will continue here and all over the world about how we can continue the legacy of the Pittsburgh martyrs. Pain has a way of uniting us as Jews. And for now, we cry with one heart. Hamakom yinachem etchem betoch sha'ar aveli tzion v'Yerushalayim. May the ever-present, all-knowing God comfort the mourners, along with all the mourners of Tzion and Yerushalayim. Umacha Hashem Elokim dima me'al kol panim. May God wipe away the tears from all of our faces and remove the heaviness from our hearts. And may we be reunited with the 11 martyrs and with all of our loved ones with the coming of Mashiach speedily in our days. Thank you, everyone, for helping me elevate the airwaves. L'iloi nishmat, my father, Harav Gershon ben Harav ben Sion. Please remember, a little light chases away a lot of darkness. Candlelighting in South Surrey is at 5:30 p.m.